Venerable religious and dear parishioners, dear students, we celebrate a most special feast today because we are honoring the fact that God became one of us. And that is a most astounding thought. It's something we could have never dreamed of, that God would take on a human body and a human soul, a complete human nature. And because Mary became our spiritual mother on Calvary, in a very reverent way, we can say that Jesus is our brother, because we have the same mother, but in different ways. He had a mother according to nature, in his human nature. Obviously, Our Lady did not give birth to us physically or in the natural way, but in a supernatural way. And of course, when we say Jesus is our brother, we say so with adoration, with reverence. We don't lessen our respect in any way because he is Almighty God. So this is what happened over 2,000 years ago, that the Word was made flesh. And because this is such a special thing during Mass, twice we kneel when we say those words, the Word was made flesh. And what's astounding, and St. Louis Marie de Montfort points this out, is he became a child. He was actually within his mother's womb for 9 months before he was born, like all of us were. And then he allowed himself to be raised by Our Lady. Isn't that an amazing thing? God was raised by one of his human creatures. Not that he didn't know everything and could do everything, but he made himself dependent on Our Lady. And this is why St. Louis Marie de Montfort calls it our devotion, where we consecrate ourselves to Jesus through Mary. He calls it a holy slavery. Because the person who is a slave is dependent on the master. Now, we also have to say that slavery is not a good thing. And fortunately, it's been eradicated from most of the world. There are still some places, unfortunately, where slavery happens. In St. Louis Marie de Montfort's time, which was about 300 years ago, there was much more slavery in different parts of the world. But St. Louis understood the problem with this, and he says in his book, True Devotion to Mary, that He says people are troubled by this word, and we should be, because we know how many abuses have happened because of slavery. We know how much suffering has been inflicted on people who were slaves, and we are truly sorry for that. Pope Leo XIII wrote an encyclical about slavery and how the Catholic Church has never approved it as a practice that can be followed. The church has worked diligently to help eradicate it. So St. Louis understands this difficulty with the word slavery. But the idea of making ourselves slaves of love is actually a very good thing. And we are slaves of Christ through our baptism, you see. The day we were baptized is the day we took on a slavery of love to Jesus. We made ourselves dependent on him. And so St. Louis is recommending to us to put ourselves in dependence on Our Lady, just like Jesus was dependent on her. So was Jesus a slave of love? Yes, he was. He made himself dependent and obedient to Mary. He allowed himself to be raised by her. So we do the same thing when we talk about holy slavery. Now, St. Louis also says, if we do not wish to use the word slavery, then let's use the word child. Childhood. What is a child but somebody who's dependent on the parents? Kind of like the slave is dependent on the master, the child is dependent on the parent. But of course, the parent doesn't treat the child badly. The parent raises the child. The parent does the things that are needed. Disciplining the child is part of love. Now, when we think of our Lord being a child, of course, he never needed discipline because he was perfect. But he allowed himself to be taught things by Mary. And this is what we try to do when we practice total consecration to Jesus through Mary. We try to be children of Mary, dependent on her in all ways. And that is a beautiful and a holy thing. St. Louis even says that it's the quickest path to sanctity. Putting oneself in a state of dependence on Our Lady so that she can make us like her son Jesus. We are her spiritual children. She will make us like her son Jesus. Now, we have a fallen human nature. Jesus didn't. He was perfect. He was a divine person with two natures, a divine and a human. But we have to remember Our Lady will be raising us spiritually if we let her. But she is a good mother. She's the best mother. And she won't always tell us yes. You know, children, there are times when you just really do not like it when your mother says no to you or your mother disciplines you in some way. But if your mother didn't love you enough to discipline you, then you would grow up spoiled. Your character would be crooked. So a loving mother does say no to her children. She says yes. She says it in a loving way, of course. But even her no's, they are loving no's. You can't do that. No. And you feel frustrated because you can't get what you want. But my dear students, again, without this frustration, how can we ever grow up the right way? We can't. So try to appreciate this from your human mother, or it can be, of course, from your father or from your teachers. The times they say no to you, it's frustrating. You don't like it. But again, if they didn't love you, they wouldn't say no. They would always give in. It is very unloving for a parent, for a teacher, to just give in all the time. So, going back to our Heavenly Mother, yes, she will discipline us spiritually. She'll have us sometimes pray a very long time before she hears our prayer. She's always listening, but she wants to see us grow. So she lets us wait a long time before answering a prayer. So be a good child of your Heavenly Mother. Allow her to guide you, to lead you, to form you. Allow her to say her yeses and to say her no's to you. And you might even say, allow us to be disciplined by letting crosses happen in our lives. Those are blessings. We have to remember that. So often we don't like the cross, don't want the difficulty, don't want the challenge. But how are we ever going to grow without it? We can't. So our Heavenly Mother sends us challenges like a good mother. She's the best of mothers. And she wants to see us trying and working and sacrificing. And of course, she will console us when we need it. The best of mothers never lets her children down. She always takes care of them in the right way. Whether by saying yes or no or whatever else she does. So today after Mass, as part of our thanksgiving, we will recite St. Louis Marie de Montfort's Act of Total Consecration to Jesus through Mary. I know Many of you have done that, so you can say it as an actual renewal of your total consecration. And remember, you'll be renewing your baptismal vows in a very holy manner. But even if you haven't taken total consecration, in a sense, everyone needs to be consecrated to Our Lady, at least in some way, because she is our mother for all of us. She became our mother the day we were baptized. For some of you children, I know the day you were baptized, we laid you here on the altar. That's assuming, of course, you were baptized as an infant. When you were small enough to fit on that altar, I laid you there as the other priests do when they baptize. And we said, thank you, dear mother, for becoming the mother of this child today. The day of baptism is the day she becomes your spiritual mother. So you're all children of Mary if you're Catholics. The very special way is through total consecration to Jesus through Mary. But as I was saying, all of us, by being baptized, we all need to be consecrated to our Heavenly Mother in some way. So in that spirit, you can say that total consecration. If you would like, do the 33-day preparation and take in a formal way your total consecration to Jesus through Mary. And every year we encourage our parish, those that would like to do so, start on April 28th, and 33 days later, it's the Feast of the Queenship of Our Lady, May 31st, a perfect day on which to make that act of total consecration. So I encourage you to do so if you haven't already. Remember that your mother loves you. Your Heavenly Mother loves you more than you will ever know. And just as you don't want to break your earthly mother's heart, really let her down, don't hurt your Heavenly Mother. And what always hurts her is our sins. Make a real effort to eradicate them. Get rid of them. Those are the things that break our Heavenly Mother's heart. Sin. Breaking God's commandments. Let's make her proud of us. Let us gladden her heart by our great efforts every day to love her, to serve her, to allow her to be our mother. Why? So that we can become more like her true and only natural Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.